Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
First down play. Mahomes keeps it on an RPO at the 5. Gets a lead block. He goes into the end zone near side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, a 16-yard run. His second rushing touchdown of the game.
Chiefs radio. Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. Chiefs world. We're all living in it. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. And you got to credit the Chiefs, Pearl. It's a devastating day for me as a Buffalo Bills fan. And everyone can drink my tears because they are here. But the Chiefs save their best moments for the biggest moments.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, we can talk about the refs giving them calls. We can talk about, every little advantage that goes the Chiefs' way. So many times getting these AFC Championship games at home, getting the home cooking. We can talk about the talent on the roster. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that I think the Bills got tight. The Bills got away from what they do, and the Chiefs never got away from what they do. In fact, they added to what they do. We had not seen Patrick Mahomes really running like that this season. Yeah, we've seen it in seasons past, but what he did last night and those two rushing touchdowns, I mean, that was vintage Mahomes.
You know, I'll say one thing, and I'm looking ahead to the Super Bowl matchup with the Eagles. Kansas City has a lot of plays around the line of scrimmage. Like, they need to execute a lot of plays without fumbling, and they do it. Did it yesterday, but I got to tell you, like, I don't think they have the same exact strategy because you didn't have the killers on Buffalo's defense that you have on the Eagles. You don't have Jalen Carter.
Right.
You don't have all these strip sack guys. I wonder if Buffalo just didn't really have the defense to cause problems for Kansas City. Because the reason, you know, when the NFL changed and everyone went into this deep cover two where all the safeties are back and they're like, you're not going to beat us with a long pass. A lot of teams were chipped down the field, but eventually they make a massive mistake. The difference is the Chiefs never make that mistake. You were probably waiting for it all game yesterday. Do they ever screw up?
No. I mean, they got lucky even that they did get one fumble that Mahomes ended up coughing up, and it did lead to a score. So that was huge for them. But, you know, the Bills' defense had kind of lived on takeaways this year because they're not as big as everyone else. Everyone talks about how small they are, and they're just not as talented, right? And yesterday they end up getting a bad injury to Christian Benford, who was in concussion protocol all week long, and he gets knocked out of the game, and he really got knocked out of the game, like needed help getting into the locker room, and so you feel for him. But that's how they were able to equalize these things, right? They were able to get turnovers, but with a team like the Chiefs, you can't count on something like that. And
I do think Vic Fangio, the Eagles defense coordinator, is going to try and hit Mahomes, and he's going to try to, I bet you
you can touch him if you can get to him.
I bet you that they tell the Chiefs, beat us long. We're not going to give you all these little crossers.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. 855-212-4227. Trying to figure out sort of who to blame because this is another one score game, another one score loss for Buffalo. 0-4 now against the Chiefs in the playoffs. I mean, Josh Allen is 7-2 in the playoffs against everyone else and 0-4 against the Chiefs. And you saw the sort of similar things that happen when the Bills and Chiefs get into these tussles. And what happens is it usually comes down to like a final drive or fourth quarter, and the Bills either go away from what they're doing, suddenly take risks that they hadn't taken all game or something. And in my opinion, what happened was two things. One, they got a really bad call, when Josh Allen had a QB sneak on a 4th-and-1 early in the fourth quarter, and he appeared to pick up the first down. They didn't give it to him on the field, do the whole replay thing. The call stands. They turn over on downs. Chiefs go down and score a touchdown. They take the lead. Never gave it back. The game was tied at one point.
Actually,
never trailed. Never trailed. Thank you. And then the other part is that when the Bills get the ball with 3:33 left in the game in a tie game, they went away from what had been working, which is James Cook. You had 3:33 on the clock with three timeouts. Run the offense. Run the offense. And they couldn't even get to midfield. And the thing is people will talk about, you know, the Josh Allen, the fourth and one. Let's be honest. The play before that was terrible, too. Were you running tight end screens to Dawson Knox in that instance on a third and three?
No,
I didn't love it. I didn't love it.
Yeah, I mean, that works a lot, though. I was surprised that play got blown up so badly. Because I think what happened was the Chiefs kept creeping up because the Bills just did not want to throw the ball downfield.
No, a couple explosive plays, one to Shakir, one to Mac Hollins, but not much.
No, and that, I think it eventually, I don't know if you can win like that. The Chiefs and the Bills are trying, but they were so both teams were non-aggressive. I don't know how the score got up to 32-29 because nobody threw the ball ever. So that was interesting to me. You know, there was, when did that pass that went out to Curtis Samuel in the flat and it was just a little bit short? Was that on the last drive?
Yes.
I mean, that was a good play call.
Yeah. I mean, the throw was low. That would have been second and 10 with 2:21 left.
Yeah. Okay. So you can't, and you were blaming the play calling for not going to James Cook. That was designed for a 30-yard gain. That would have put them right into field goal.
Well, then you fall into the camp with EJ, who blames Josh Allen for not being able to get into field goal range. Like
that was a bit of a weak drive, I have to admit. And honestly, I thought Josh Allen would use his legs. He had just had a 17-yard run the play before.
13-yard run.
This is usually when you have a really good quarterback. I'm not blaming Allen like EJ, but it's really hard to stop a mobile quarterback in this spot. That's why Jaden Daniels wins every close game, because you can't stop him on fourth down. They really, I'm sorry to say this, but they really should have gotten into field goal range.
You think? You think? Meanwhile, it was the last play of the game, or the last play of Buffalo's offensive drive, which is a fourth and a prayer to Dalton Kincaid. Josh gets flushed out to the right, had Khalil Shakir open to the left, but wouldn't have been able to make that throw, I don't think. If they could have picked up a fourth and 25 if he had been able to make that throw. It was a fourth and five. He throws it, heaves it up for Dalton Kincaid. It goes through Kincaid's hands, and that was right at the field goal target line.
Well, I think
that would have been first down.
That's not exactly an accurate description. If you didn't see the play and you think that he went through Kincaid's hands, it wasn't like a...
What else would you call it?
Well, first of all, it was a miracle that Josh Allen saw Dalton Kincaid. I don't even know if he did see him. He was about to get sacked. He threw the ball up in the air, and both teams got disoriented. They didn't know where the ball was. Finally, Kincaid spotted it and dove for the ball.
Yep.
It would have been a diving catch that was not even, I don't even know if the pass was to him. It wasn't like he dropped it. I don't think. I mean, I don't think that would qualify as the stat drop.
Well, and I don't know. I mean, what do they say when it touches the receiver's hands? But I get what
God.
Kincaid
he was
had
diving.
To come back to it. I understand.
He was full on extended on the dive, and he's a tight end. He's not DeAndre Hopkins.
I get it. But at the same time, I mean, that's just one. And that was just the last, you know, the last thing that you saw. But meanwhile, I mean, you just have to start wondering. If not now, when? You know, if you're a Bills fan. I know Andrew in Pennsylvania wants to compare this Mahomes and Allen matchup to another all-time great matchup. What's up, Andrew? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Maggie and Pearl. How y'all doing today?
Been better.
Yeah, I hear you. I was rooting hard for you last night. Definitely not a Chiefs fan. Perloff, no offense, not an Eagles fan either. I'm from Texas originally, so I'm a Cowboys fan, to my chagrin, to my...
we'll get into your news a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. But anyway, Saquon Barkley, you know, he's having a tremendous year. He seems like a man on a mission. But I just began to think last night watching this game, is Patrick Mahomes to Josh Allen what Tom Brady was to Peyton Manning for all those years? And love your thoughts on that. And just wondering, at some point, does Josh Allen break through? Because Peyton struggled, you know, off and on against Brady, and that was his nemesis. But he did finally break through, won a Super Bowl with the Colts. Later went on, won with another team. I'm sure, Maggie, you hope Josh Allen doesn't go and win one with another team. But just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, Andrew, thank you for the call. And yeah, I mean, my biggest fears is kind of like a rotating sort of like buffet, if you will. It's like seasonal buffet. One big fear I have is that Josh Allen's actually going to be the steps of like a Matthew Stafford, where he's not going to be able to break through, and then at the end of his career, he's going to go somewhere else and win a Super Bowl. And that's a huge fear.
Because Stafford was exactly like Josh Allen, getting to the title games all the time and losing. Matthew Stafford got two playoff games in his entire stint in Detroit. Buffalo is at the brink of a Super Bowl every year, practically. They're totally different, but go ahead.
But it wouldn't make it any less painful, right, to see someone go somewhere else and win a Super Bowl. But anyway, we're kind of far from that one, so let's keep the fears. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. If you're going to be the Peyton Manning in this scenario, then you've got to break through and win one.
Yeah, which and will happen.
It's tough for you to ask me that today.
The Bills got to load up on talent. I'm
call.
Serious.
Good
like,
call.
Like they tried to when they got Von Miller a couple years ago. They need to, and Brandon Bean's supposed to be this great GM. Like they need more talent. Well, they need to overwhelm the Ravens and the Chiefs.
To be fair, this was like a mini rebuild for them. Yeah. And they made it to the AFC Championship game and had a tie game with 3:30 left to go.
You could say that was very encouraging because you're right. It's a rebuild, meaning that they're going to get better. You know, I don't know how many years James Cook can do this much heavy lifting, but Josh Allen's 28 years old. He's going to have a ton of opportunities. And the Chiefs are about possibly to three-peat, but they can't win every field goal playoff game for the rest of time. Tom Brady couldn't. Tom Brady lost just as many close playoff games as he won.
But here's the thing. The Chiefs are already doing something that Tom Brady never did. They actually made it back to the Super Bowl to even attempt a three-peat. Brady never even got that opportunity.
But if you're
rewriting the history books in front of us.
But of all these close games, eventually Brady lost them. Eventually David Tyree caught a ball on his helmet. Eventually Nick Foles caught a Philly special. Like eventually somebody's going to break through and be on the right side of a field goal game. It just doesn't. It's impossible to sustain this many close wins. I'm telling you.
But they keep doing it.
They've won two. They've won two in a row. Yeah.
They've won three all told in this Mahomes era.
Yeah, I mean, and Tom Brady won seven. I'm just telling you that they can't. They might even three-peat, but eventually they're going to lose a field goal playoff game like they did at Cincinnati. I mean, it's going to happen.
Oh, man. Phil is in Pennsylvania, not happy with Perloff this morning. Congratulations, Phil. Your Birds are going to the Super Bowl. Why are you mad at Perloff?
Because I deliberately didn't call throughout these playoffs, just letting, you know, Perloff dig his own grave. It's just wrong how he, you know, claims to be a diehard Philly fan, but it's just, you know, he picks everyone else, maybe not to win, but, you know, he should have picked, you know, the Eagles to cover.
Phil, only reason the Eagles are advancing the Super Bowl is because I was negative about them. That is how the universe works. That is karma. Look it up.
Well, the thing is, I do work for the federal government, and you guys inspired me last week, you know, with the whole, you know, different name topic. So, Andrew, I actually looked up your proper name that your parents were originally going to give you. Your full name is Andrew Fairweather Philly Fan Pathetic Plant-Based Perloff.
Plant-based? Why plant-based?
You're plant-based. You are weak. You do not have any sustenance to you. You change with the direction of the wind.
Go, Bird!
Phil. Whoa. You really took him out there.
That's a mouthful, dude.
If you continue to be plant-based and the Eagles win, you cannot claim it. In fact, as an agent of the federal government, I am going to revoke your Philly fan card.
Phil, I could care less.
Sounds official to me.
You need to have the eye of the tiger. You need to rewatch all the Rocky movies. You need to get inspired.
Nope. I don't care. Honestly, I could care less. Revoked by Philly fan. I am not going to change directions and be optimistic about this Eagles team. We got here by me being negative.
You need to remove that diehard, you know, moniker next to your name, at least.
Fine. I don't care. Call me whatever you want.
You're not allowed to call
Tell me
diehard.
I meet.
You can call him plant-based Eagles fan.
Say I go down to New Orleans and eat fake burgers. I don't care. If the Eagles win, then, Phil, you can officially revoke my card. I do not care.
Perloff is doing that thing where he's like the you'll thank me later, right? Like, he feels like he's taking one for the team in terms of all Eagles fans by being negative because he's superstitious, Phil.
I can understand that. But, you know, you need to let, you know, people know that in advance that we're not, you know, taken away. But you know what?
Phil, if I let people know in advance and it doesn't work.
Well, the cat's out of the bag now, Perloff.
Hey, no, you're screwing. Phil, you're making me expose my cards. I can't believe you're doing this. You're ruining the Eagles' chances to beat the Chiefs.
Wait, by the way, Phil, do you really have access to our information as an agent of the federal government?
I do work for the federal government, but what I do is, you know, privileged information.
Oh, boy. By the way, Phil.
I want to stay on your good side, Phil. I always believed in the Eagles. I laid the points.
I'm going to overlook. I'm going to overlook this, Phil, for one second. How excited are you in real life?
Well, I am actually really excited because the last time the Eagles won, they broke up a dynasty, and they're going to do it the same again this time.
Phil, if you find yourself in New Orleans, we'll be able to spot you because of the blue hair. But come over and say hi.
Go Bears! I actually know someone that has season tickets that if they get chosen for the lottery, they're going to sell me their tickets. So hopefully that works out.
Oh, good man, luck, that would be really cool. Phil, thanks for calling in. Anyone's always welcome to call out Perloff. I mean, that's all those calls are welcome because you are fair weather. I see what you're doing this time. You're trying to, like, shroud yourself in barbed wire and kind of, like, do this negative thing. But to counteract, like, the Eagles' positivity, I guess. But you are a fair weather fan.
I am a fair weather fan, usually, but not for the Eagles. I have to be honest, I made a financial investment into the Eagles winning.
Wow.
Like a big one.
Okay.
Like you're paying for dinner in New Orleans.
Like, uh-oh.
Like
if you lose, do you have to explain this to Sarah, like, in a delicate way?
It's actually, I regretted it afterwards, but I put a significant chunk of emotional hedge on the money line for Washington. Significant. For me.
Wow.
Well into the three figures.
Wait a minute. What? Are you serious?
Yeah. I was like, I can't. I actually said this. Like, I'm like, the Eagles are this close, and they're at home playing a team that really shouldn't be here. They're If they're going to lose this game, then I'm going to walk away with a big amount of money to hedge the emotional trauma. Because this was an impossible game for the Eagles because they really couldn't afford to lose this game. This was not like your Bills where you're going against the Chiefs. They're facing a Commanders team with a rookie quarterback who is at least a year away. I could not have handled a loss here. I would have melted. At least I would have walked away with a lot of money. So now
you're playing a little catch-up?
Now we're going to Taco Bell on Super Bowl week.
Yeah. Great, my favorite restaurant. Let's go to Jeff is in Tucson. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Maggie. What's going on, Perloff?
What's up?
So I'm going to answer your question. First of all, who do we hand this loss to on the Bills? I'm going to hand the loss to the offensive coordinator. That's the first thing.
Yeah, he got out coached big time.
Okay. Wait. For being too conservative, not conservative enough, going away from the run, what for?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a scenario that I know Maggie heard this. Tony Romo, when the Chiefs had the ball and running out the clock at the end, Romo said before the play happened, if I'm the quarterback, if I'm the coach, I want the ball in my quarterback's hands at the end of the game for him to make a decision. So we watched twice him roll out and throw a little small pass, RPO, and they got first downs and ended the game. Now, all these fourth down scenarios that Josh Allen went for, and the ball was in his hand going crunch, crunch into the line instead of him rolling out, giving him an option to run or pass the ball to Cook. So that was my take on that. My third take is this. I have a question for you. You could throw out there. What do the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs have in common yesterday? What do the Eagles...
Home field advantage.
Oh, yeah.
...have in common yesterday, other than home field advantage that had a bearing on the game?
We both had Andy Reid as the coach?
No.
Jeff.
Tell us.
Both quarterbacks on the winning team scored how many touchdowns?
Two?
Three?
Exactly.
Which one?
It was two. Both quarterbacks.
Well, Mahomes had two rushing touchdowns and had a passing. You're talking about rushing touchdowns.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Jalen Hurts actually, did he have three rushing touchdowns?
I thought he had three.
He did. So at least two. At least two.
He's had two. Okay, so, you know.
Yeah.
In a non-betting world, if you combine two touchdowns from Hurts, two touchdowns from Mahomes, two touchdowns plus for, what's the Philly guy?
Saquon
Barkley.
and you throw in one wide receiver on Washington that always scores a touchdown, who is McLaren.
Yeah.
Right? Boy, do you win a lot of money.
Jeff, look at you with your parlays.
Man.
Nice.
I'm not even going to tell you, but that was a five-figure win with less than $100 put on it.
Wow, Jeff.
Nice, dude.
Amazing. I'm glad somebody came out a winner yesterday. Drive safely out there, pal. Yeah, Jalen Hurts had three rushing touchdowns, and Patrick Mahomes had two.
That was a funny moment. He goes, what do the two quarterbacks have in common? How many touchdowns did they score? And I said three, and you said two, and he goes, exactly.
Nailed
two,
it.
Three, exactly. I'm like, what?
Adrian's in Maryland. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, let's not get too emotional over of Josh Allen. I think the critical play in that game was when we didn't know if it was an interception. I thought it had to be an interception or an incomplete pass on that play.
Yeah.
So that,
yes.
That kind of
Adrian, you're talking about whether it was Xavier Worthy or Cole Bishop who came down with either the interception or the catch. You're right. It was either incomplete or interception. I don't know how in this world, in this NFL world that we currently occupy, that's never a catch. It's not a catch in week one, and it's not a catch in the AFC Championship game.
Right, and it benefited Kansas City, and it would have benefited Buffalo if it was incomplete. So that's where I think. I don't think the spot of the ball, one ref was over the first down line, and the other one was behind it. I was like, Josh Allen's got to give the ball to the referee that's farthest from him because he did have the first down, but he always gives it to the closest referee. Also, Maggie, we called it Commanders. If they're not gifted any turnovers, they're going to lose, and I said they're lose by 10, more than 10, and we both said that. Perloff didn't believe it, but it all comes true, right?
I mean, it's just unfortunate for the Commanders. Listen, if you're a Commander fan.
The Commanders.
Adrian, thanks so much for the call, dude. Always on point. But, like, you're ahead of the game here.
Way ahead of the game.
Yeah, nobody expected you to be in the NFC Championship game. But that is a painful way to lose because you didn't do any of the things that got you there, you know?
Well, I mean, offensively, they kind of did.
But the fumbles, I mean, just brutal. You can't turn the ball over like that on the road in a game this big. Like, the Eagles will make you pay, and they did.
Yeah, three fumbles is way too much to overcome. I just think Jaden Daniels is going to be great. I don't know what the player comp is. He feels like he's a little different than, like, Lamar Jackson. He's got some of his speed, but he's a steadier, short-passing quarterback. I'm dying to see what happens next. And I got to be honest, I'm an Eagles fan. Manny's a Giants fan. Like, this is going to be tough on the NFC East for a long time.
855-212-4227. Doling out some blame pie here. Who deserves it on the Bills side? We get back to that next.
Back on Maggie and Perloff, breaking down the NFC and AFC title game. You got a happy Perloff, a despondent Maggie. Trying to just get through the morning, Mags.
Yeah, it's trying to pick up the pieces, focus on the real things that matter in life, like family and friends and...
Oh, get out of here.
I don't know.
Don't even try and sell that here. We know you too well.
I mean, it's a lot of darkness. I'm not going to lie.
Your family and friends are all depressed.
Well, I'm trying to keep a positive... Well, not positive necessarily, but I'm trying to keep a good attitude on this, which is... Well, I'm not really sure yet. But
your good attitude is I'm terrified Josh Allen's going to leave and Sean McDermott's got to go. So find someone who can beat Andy Reid.
Yeah, kind of. You know, again, our pal Zach Gelb thinks that Bill Belichick, that the Bills should go hard after Bill Belichick, try to pry him out of North Carolina to try to get somebody who could finally beat Andy Reid. The problem is Belichick really 1-1 against it. Oh, no. It was Doug Peterson, I guess, who beat them in the Super Bowl. So he is 1-0 against Andy Reid in Super Bowls.
that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. I don't know where they turn. You know, I wanted them to go hard after Jim Harbaugh. That never happened. Listen, it feels weird to say you want to fire somebody when you just lost another one-score game in the mm-hmm. AFC Championship game, but I think the coaching staff is the one with all the regrets here today. I know EJ says that this should go more on Josh Allen than we're putting it on Allen because you do have the ball in your hands, like you have to get to at least field goal range, at least give your team a chance. But I thought the play calling was not right. They went away from James Cook in that final drive, and it was stupid.
I think they did as good as you could do. You have to be able to. They couldn't stop Patrick Mahomes. I mean, is there any play calling? When it came down to it, at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes was going to score on you. I think the better team won.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They forced two punts coming out of halftime. And yes, they didn't stop Patrick Mahomes, but they held him to a field goal when they needed to. You know, they had first and goal, and the Bills ended up holding the Chiefs to a field goal there to make the score 32-29. That's holding them.
Yeah, I was shocked.
That is giving your offense the best chance, and they went away from everything that got them there.
Well, I mean, the Chiefs did score 32 points and possess the ball a lot. And the defense really did not have a lot of success. The Chiefs weren't trying to blitz down the field. Both teams were trying to control the clock, and I think the Chiefs did a little better job.
Man, if you look at the stats in this game, tell you how close this is. Yeah,
the Bills, did win the battle of the clock.
By 30 seconds, basically, by about a minute.
Didn't feel like the Chiefs had a little more control on offense throughout the entire game. Just, I was shocked when the Bills went up 22-21. I actually said to myself, how did that happen?
Well, this was really the one key stat, 5-for-9 on third down. I mean, the Bills' defense just could not get the Chiefs off the field. Yep. That was a big part of it. Bill is in Arizona. Bill, you've got a bone to pick with the Bills, but maybe for a different reason.
Yeah, hey, man, I called a while ago. They kind of let me down because I was ready to take out a second mortgage and put it against whoever the Bills were playing in the Super Bowl.
Oh, you were just looking forward to betting against the Bills.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. I want to lose 5 times in the Super Bowl.
Man, well, it's that kind of awesome call that I just really appreciate on a day like today, Bill. Thank you. If you couldn't tell, but I was dripping with sarcasm.
I think Bill was about to apologize. I think he was just having a little fun.
No harm, no foul. Bring it on. I deserve all the slings and arrows today. I get it. My team's a loser.
I'm just saying he had his stats right. They are 0-4 in Super Bowls. That's kind of why.
They're 0-4 against the Chiefs in the playoffs.
It's kind of why I wanted to see them. After the Eagles won the first game, watching halfway through, I'm like, okay, we need to see the Bills. They're not passing the ball. They don't pass the ball. What kind of NFL team doesn't throw the ball downfield?
I mean, how much were the Chiefs passing the ball?
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
But the Chiefs figure it out. They're tough.
Yeah, we know. Barry is in South Jersey, is a happy Eagles fan today. What's up, Bear?
I'm a happy Eagles fan also, and I wanted to get away from the X's and O's for a minute and firstly give my condolences to you. Buffalo is my default team after being a Browns fan also for 65 years already. So when I can't root for the Browns, I always go to the Bills. That's
number
one.
Barry, can I suggest another AFC team for you? You really need...
No, you can't because I've been a Buckeye for so long. It's just hard to digress. But one other thing, I really like the format today, taking a lot of calls instead of all the back and forth banter. It just gives everybody a chance to vent on both sides of the aisle, so to speak. And thirdly, Perloff, I come across every day in my part-time work, a Perloff. He comes across my office, pokes his head in and says hi, but I'm loath to ask him if he's a relative of yours.
Where do you live, Barry?
I'm in Marlton, New Jersey.
I don't think there are a lot of Perloffs in Philadelphia. I don't think that's a close relative, maybe distant relative, but not. Okay. I don't know anyone in Marlton. I do know Marlton pretty well, but I don't know anyone there.
Yeah, well, it reminds me of you guys, and I just want to say I enjoy your show and you're entertaining. And Maggie, take it easy; it'll be okay.
Well, can you promise me that, Barry? Can you make that promise?
If I was there, I would give you a hug.
I really
wanted an Eagles Buffalo game badly.
Yeah.
I know. So did Perloff because he thought that he could bet the Eagles and win easily. Barry, thank you for that. I appreciate it. I do appreciate everyone who reached out, social media and otherwise. I mean, the fact that you guys associate me so much with the team, I take as a great compliment. Are there really a lot of Perloffs? Like, I'm calling BS on that. This is not a common name. It's not Rodriguez or Stewart or Gray.
No. For some reason, there's a pocket of Perloffs. They might all be related to us. I'm not really sure. There's several Perloffs in the Philadelphia. I'm not kidding. Everyone's like, oh, I met so-and-so Perloff. I think they're just in Philadelphia.
Sorry, when you said a pocket of Perloffs, like, you know when a group of animals is named something, it's not just like a herd, like a gaggle of geese.
A or murder of crows?
Exactly. Or like, I think foxes are like a kit or something. There's like a different name, like a pocket of Perloffs kind of sounded like that.
Okay.
You know, like that's what they would always call it.
Don't take out your Bill's anger on
I'm
the
Perloffs. I'm not. You said it's a common name. I'm like, there's no shot it's a common name.
Well, and I've listened. There's hundreds and hundreds in Philadelphia, and I don't know if there are any. I've never met anyone who's not related to me anywhere else.
Yeah, so maybe this is Barry's coworker is one of your relatives.
Maybe like, it could easily be. We all fled from Ukraine/Russia around the same time.
Same boat.
So I think that basically there was an influx of Perloffs. That being said, the Bills are not the AFC team of the Eagles. I think there's one perfect AFC team that matches the Eagles. If you're an Eagles fan and you don't care about the AFC, what's the team that most reminds you of the Eagles in the AFC? And
Pocket
I have an easy.
Perloff.
What do you guys think? Pocket of Perloff.
Nothing's coming to mind. Who is it?
The Jets are the Eagles of the AFC. They're both green. Their fan bases are both insane. Going to the stadium is you take your life in your hands. And they just, I feel like the Jets and they always share personnel.
There's one small detail.
What's that?
The Eagles Jets, go to the playoffs almost every year and have won a Super Bowl in the last 5 years.
Well,
went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
The last 8 years, the Eagles have been much better. But generally, I've always thought, oh my God, I go to a Jets game, I'm like, I'm at an Eagles game. It's the same exact
thing.
Fans
are angry all the time.
Fans are ridiculously obscene. Yeah, they're both green. They both share personnel a lot. They play every year in the preseason. They're very similar franchises. The Bills and the Eagles are not. The Bills are lovable losers. The Eagles are not.
I think Pro is right. I agree with him. I think we're getting in the weeds with the recent history, but before Nick Foles came around, I think the Eagles and Jets were very similar.
Let's get to Bogus. She's got headlines for us. Very, very busy day. What's up?
Maggie, do you know what happened like 34 years ago today?
Oh, don't tell me. Is this going to be as bad as when Jim Nance brought up that the Bills traded with the Chiefs to give them Patrick Mahomes and then traded with them again in the draft to give them Xavier Worthy? Can it be that level of pain?
I think it's worse than that.
Oh, was it one of their Super Bowl losses?
Wide
was it
right.
Scott Norwood? It's funny, usually a buzzer goes off to all Bills fans to warn yourself to protect yourself on a day like today. Be kind.
No safe spaces.
Bogushy too. Even you.
Rookie quarterbacks remain bad at making the Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels did not make history yesterday in Philly, but the
Commanders
55-23 loss to the Eagles was barely his fault.
I don't want to have a feeling like this again, but you know, you got to deal with it, and you know, move on from it.
Daniels threw for 255 yards, one touchdown pass, one running, one pick. It was the last of Washington's four giveaways, but the game already decided at that point. The first three were fumbles, and all of them led to Eagle touchdowns. Too many mistakes, says Dan Quinn.
It was something we talked about a lot, you know, to winning the turnover margin in this game, and so over 7 weeks, we've been, you know, pretty complimentary in that spot, and this was our first time not doing that.
The Eagles did not turn the ball over once while rushing for seven touchdowns, three apiece for Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. The franchise in its second Super Bowl in 3 years, and they'll see the Chiefs again. KC holding off the Bills 32-29 at Arrowhead in an AFC title game that featured six lead changes. Harrison Butker's 35-yard field goal with 3.5 minutes left, then a fourth down stop. That was the difference for KC. Third straight Super Bowl appearance, fifth overall now for Travis Kelce.
I'm very thankful that I'm here in Kansas City, playing with the guys and everybody in this building, man. It's a special, special place, and we feel that every single day, and we just try to take advantage of it and not let it slip out of our hands.
Only two catches for 19 yards from Kelce yesterday. Patrick Mahomes threw a touchdown to Xavier Worthy instead while running into the Chiefs end the Bills season for the fourth time since 2021 while extending their win streak in one-score games to an inconceivable 17.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Perloff's like, no, at some point their luck's going to run out. It would have already.
Wow, 17's a big number.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in 2 weeks it does, but you're not supposed to do this. Like, no. You're not supposed to be able to keep winning games like this.
Can I say one thing about Travis Kelce, too? He was blocking like an animal. You have to give – there was Mahomes' run touchdown. Kelce flattened somebody. He impressed me, by the way, believe it or not, with two catches. Were you worried that he was going to go off at one point?
Well, he averages over 100 yards and basically two touchdowns in all the other Bills postseason losses to the Chiefs. So, yeah, I was mildly surprised that he wasn't more involved in the pass game.
totally give that guy credit. I mean, he's dating a superstar and he blocks like a rookie free agent. I'm a big fan.
New Bears head coach Ben Johnson has decided on his coordinators. Dennis Allen will run the defense, and pre-puberty Declan Doyle is the offensive coordinator.
I think Bogish is kind of upset about this. 28 years old?
I didn't even know who he was until this morning, and I didn't know how old he was until Perloff mentioned this. This is all new to me.
What you said, I don't know, when Perloff asked how old he was. So funny. I was like, why are you so grumpy?
Well, the first thing we went to Manny, we were like, Manny, you should be doing more with your life because Declan Doyle is now the offensive coordinator of the Bears. That was unfair to Manny.
Yeah, I suck at life. Go ahead.
You're here with us.
Yay.
I do sometimes get a tad bit worried about Manny.
Why?
Every like other day, there's a sentence in the newsroom that I can't tell how really sad it is.
Got an example?
I mean, what he just said. Like, I get that a lot. Like, my life sucks. Like, why did I wake up? Like, stuff like that.
Well, we need you. That's why. We can't do the show without you.
One thumbs up. Just one. Not two.
Listen, Nick's season is revving up. As soon as we get past this Chiefs disastrous Super Bowl.
Eagles disastrous Super Bowl.
I'm sure the Knicks will deliver happiness.
Here, I'll make you feel better. What were Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart doing flirting on social media yesterday? What was that? What was going on? They were at the Eagles game.
Yeah,
so Josh Hart is a big Commanders fan, and he went to the game.
The Commanders!
And, it's actually funny. Jalen Brunson has Josh Hart's location, and he actually posted a screenshot of Josh Hart leaving South Philadelphia, and Josh Hart responded on Twitter by saying he has to go to bed early because somebody has to play defense tomorrow.
He left the game early.
Pretty good. Josh Hart left the game in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
That line
it's like
was
a reverse
good.
Willis Reed.
The Commanders.
No, he wasn't playing. I wouldn't bank on the Knicks. Back to Bogish.
Thanks, guys.
Wow.
This is so much Bill's angst.
This is why I am the way that I am.
No one's safe. We got to get Manny a girlfriend. Is that what's going on here?
We need a therapist. That's what we need.
Maybe she can do both.
Yeah, I don't think she's allowed to.
Actually, scratch that. Yeah. Keep those two things very separate.
Do not do that with your therapist. Yeah. That is not good.
Oh, I was thinking, don't tell your girlfriend all your deep, dark secrets, and don't tell your therapist that you want to date her.
But would you date a random if you met a woman in a bar and she's a therapist, is that an immediate no-go? That'd be interesting, because I would be scared to date a therapist, even if it's not my therapist, because they would sort of understand.
Know all your red flags?
Right.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. I always feel like I don't want to judge therapists, but I'm like, why are you single and having issues? Yeah. Like, I feel like I hear about people who work in psychology then talk about like struggles in their dating life and stuff, and I'm like, aren't you supposed to be helping?
Why can't you apply the same?
Right, you're not applying it to your own game. Thing. So
well, they should probably see a therapist about that.
I will tell you why.
I think all therapists see therapists.
Mm-hmm. All therapists are crazy. That is fact number one.
That's what I'm wondering about.
You don't get into therapy because you're well adjusted. That's just not happening. You become an accountant.
I think
named John Well.
That's from last week. Oh,
hi guys.
Hi, look at this.
How you
it's
doing?
Former NFL MVP Boomer Esiason has just walked into our studio.
You know, I feel so bad for you this morning.
Thanks, Boom.
And I know that it hurts you because I see you every morning here before we go on the air.
Yeah.
So I did want to present you with a present this morning.
Oh, no.
If you would mind, would you take this Buffalo Bill helmet and keep it?
Yeah.
Oh, you will. Because I didn't want to upset you. No,
this is fantastic. Can I ask you, where did you get this amazing helmet?
I have
connections. You do.
So, sorry, Andrew, I have connections.
This is
Boomer
fantastic.
Knows people. Did Fred Jackson ever touch that?
Oh, if we'd be lucky to. This is great. Thank you.
Good. You're very welcome.
Well, I've got my little Bill's corner here.
I know that, so it needs a helmet.
I just need any confirmation. Did the sun come up today?
Yeah, it came up.
It did come up today?
So, Boomer, if the Eagles lose to the Chiefs, do I get an Eagles helmet? Is this how it works?
I do have an Eagles helmet, but it's already spoken for.
Ah.
So Al Dukes, our producer over at WFAN, wanted the Eagles helmet for his nephew.
Al Dukes' nephew is higher on the power rankings than me?
I'm sorry. You know, I've been working with Al for a long time, so that just a little bit higher.
Boomer, can I get us words of wisdom here? How do I get over this loss? Thank you for this helmet.
There's no way of getting over the loss. I've been there with my New York Rangers hockey team.
Yeah.
So I know it stings and it hurts. But you still got to keep rooting. You got a great quarterback. You're going to be back there for the next, probably 5 or 6 years. It could be worse. You could be the Jets.
You know what? And suddenly I feel better.
Yeah,
it's that kind of perspective.
Well, you guys
that
have
I
a
needed.
Great day, okay?
Thank you,
Boomer. Thank you, Boomer.
Oh, fantastic. Were we able to get that on the live stream? Boomer Esiason just gave me a cool Bills helmet.
That's
this is
so cool.
Awesome. I want to put it on, but I don't want my makeup to get it all over it. All right.
I was a little scared seeing you guys react over my shoulder to the door opening. I did not know what's going on.
Yes, you know, the next time if someone barges in, you're on your own.
Yeah, thanks.
How does it look, guys? Does it fit? YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.
You would not have dropped that ball from Josh Allen like Kincaid did.
It's kind of heavy. This is awesome.
This regulation size?
By the way, I love that. Boomer's like, I know exactly what you're going through. When my Rangers lost, I'm like,
I didn't say it. Don't say it.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
That's amazing. No, but I know Boomer enough. He is so passionate about the Rangers. I think he meant that.
Of course he did. They lost in the Eastern Conference Final last year. Same spot. Same. They lost the Seneca Final recently. They won one cup since 1940.
Yeah, there's another loss.
Right, and that's the only loss we could have asked him about. Listen, this is awesome. A former league MVP and friend and acquaintance just handed me an awesome Buffalo Bills helmet.
The shiniest helmet I've ever seen in my entire life.
It glows.
It is.
Oh, it feels so good,
guys.
There's
a warning tag to say don't be a Bills fan.
Thanks for ruining it, Bogish. All right, we got to take a quick break. Thank you. Coming back. Oh, who deserves blame for this Bills loss? I'm not taking it off.
It's so hard to do radio with a helmet on. I've tried so many times.
Hazard of the job. We're back in a minute. Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. That was really fun. Former league MVP Boomer Esiason just came in and gave me an authentic Buffalo Bills helmet to try to cheer me up today because my Bills were big losers yesterday.
It's actually really very cool looking. It's gorgeous.
I know. It's beautiful. And it has turned my day, made me feel a little bit better about what happened because thinking about the game makes me feel awful. Let's get to Big Friendly. He's in California. Hey, Big Friendly.
Good morning, Magsie Malone, EJ the EP, 411, Manny De Niro, the one, the only, Daddy Cool. Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Man, Manny De Niro is that's it. You nailed it. We finally got it.
Magsie, you might want to put the helmet back on, sweetheart. It's going to be rough.
Hold on one sec. Let me get it.
Oh, boy.
What do you have to say? Lay it on me.
Okay, real quick. I'm going to do this very polite. And Daddy Cool, oh, my man, never mind. So, Maggie, if you ask me, I think the problem with the Bills is the coaching. Now, real quick, wasn't this the same coach who had a lead with 13 seconds left and lost in overtime?
Big Friendly, why you got to bring up old stuff?
Magsie, I'm just at the customer service desk trying to return some stuff, and I just don't want no flack.
No, the receipts all I'm are saying still good. Is this. I know.
Josh Allen, like I told you before, Josh Allen is a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer. Tony Romo said it yesterday in the second half. Why did Buffalo go away from the run? When they were running, the Chiefs really weren't having that great time stopping it. If you understand that you got a running game, that a team is not slowing down, you pound them into submission.
Ah, man. And I know, Big Friendly, it was a major mistake. I mean, I said last night the coaching staff should have major regrets after what happened yesterday. Perloff disagrees. He thinks the coaching staff kept them in the game. But they went away from James Cook, and he was exactly what was working for them and opened things up for Josh Allen. Let's not pretend like those two things don't work in
concert. Yeah, but if you're not going to use Josh Allen all game, then expect him to be the hero at the end. I don't know.
It's 2024. Allen.
2024. 2025. An NFL quarterback should be able to throw the ball without making you nervous, and he's an MVP candidate, and it's like they were hiding him all game.
Okay, wait a minute. Real quick, Daddy Cool. Let me see you throw the ball accurately with three 300-pounders coming to eat your lunch.
Allen
was under duress.
I can't throw it accurately on air, dude, let alone with 300-pounders.
Big Friendly, thank you so much for that. I love Drunkle Sam's in our chat. He goes, after a few more years, Maggie can get the entire uniform. The Bills helmet on today, a gift from Boomer Esiason. All right, come on back. We have Perloff's Eagles to unpack, and did the Commanders blow a huge chance? Get to that next.